along with Riley County Senior Service Center Director Jamie Ramsey. And thanks again for your patience and flexibility. Not very often we get the senator in here in person. And I know some year-end thoughts, but I mean, I'm also looking at the kitchen remodeling. That's a no-brainer. That was huge.
It was huge. And the first two things that were on my list are the two goals that we had, was to do the kitchen and then to start a discussion in our community about what we're doing for individuals with Alzheimer's and dementia and their caregivers. And so we've really accomplished those two things. The kitchen, I mean, I've gone through remodels before, but the kitchen was challenging because I know nothing about equipment. And so they're talking to me, and thank goodness we had, you know, we had architects, we had a kitchen specialist, but the kitchen staff absolutely loves it, and it was a community effort between the local agencies that provided the grant money, and so it was. It is wonderful. It has, as you know, the meal program at the center is the Area Agency on Aging, so we are essentially the host site for them. So now there's a brand new kitchen, and I know our folks are so pleased to be back to a regular meal schedule, particularly the home delivered. So that's all set to go. And again, the second goal was with regard to looking at how our community provides services and what are those services to folks with Alzheimer's dementia and their caregivers. Kind of surprised there weren't a whole lot. When you actually put it down on paper. And so those agencies have met twice to talk about what can we do? Where do we want to go? And they have decided that they want to start and do community education before anything else so that people understand that wave that is coming simply because our population is aging and the number of people who will have some form of dementia. And how do you care for them? And then how do we give support to caregivers who are doing it? There are so many out in our community that are just out there unsupported by only their families. And sometimes their families aren't even local. So that will carry into next year. So in addition to those two major goals this year. Then we just did our regular things. You know, we just did programming, tours.
24 new programs.
I know that. And so you juggle these balls and then you have to keep the other ones going. But that is the nature of what it is that we do. We take advantage of what's out in the community, a lot of community tours. We go up on K-State during the summer and whenever there's a break so that we sneak in tours up to the new buildings up there. We're hoping to get up to the Union in January so that they can kind of see.
Impressive, let me tell you. It's
yes,
very nice.
Yes, yes. And our folks are curious. They just don't want to, you know, they want someone else to go with them. And so we're excited about that. We have 120 new members, and this year has been one of those in which we have some, what we would call family, some people who come in every day who have either passed away, gone to the nursing home, moved in with family somewhere else. But we've added that 120, which when I sat down and looked at that, I thought, well, that's really impressive.
What's it take to be a member?
All you have to do is pay $20. And we'll either email you the newsletter, we'll send you the newsletter, and it's just a way of supporting the center. And it helps us raise funds, but the most important is a way for us to communicate what's going on. So we're going to tell you what the new programs are. You can come in and sign up. So that's really what it does for us, is provide that that constituency that we can talk to. We get our best program ideas from our members. But you can come into the center, do anything, participate in any activity without being a member.
finances. I know there were some, you know, tricky times there for a while when you were dealing with some of the local governmental groups and trying to get some funding, but in pretty good shape of ending the year.
You know, it's always with nonprofits, it's always a juggle.
Uh-huh.
And so that kind of sorted itself out. And we'll finish the year probably raising about 36% of our budget. And the remainder of that then is from the county. And it is truly, and I say this, it's a nickel and dime kind of thing. It is fabric sales. It's memberships. It's donations. So it's a whole bunch of things.
And Grow Green, you did that this...
The Grow Green was very, because we were in the top three of the number of donations. So we had a lot of little ones. I think where we're going to get caught this year is going to be our facility rental. And it's always something, and it's always balanced out by something else. So kind of looking forward, we're going to figure out how do we do this. And I think we will bring in, you know, have a series of membership meetings to say, what do you want to do? How can we pay for it? And there are some things that just, you know, you can only do a fundraiser so many times, and then you're going to have to change it up. So those people that we provide a place to put their treasures when we do our indoor sales, they're just not there anymore. You know, younger seniors have already cleaned out those closets. and people who sew, there aren't that many in terms of those fabric treasures. So we're really going to have to kind of look at that. And again,
always changing. Well, it sounds like it's been overall pretty decent year looking toward the
next. It has been. And as we move into the next year, we're really looking at technology in so many ways in terms of the center itself, because our folks usually push us. But then the technology that's out there to help seniors, hearing aids that you can adjust to the location.
My husband has one of those, the Bluetooth that you can adjust for restaurants and crowd noises. He has tinnitus is why he has to wear them, but he does. He's able to adjust them. And we were in a huge crowd, I guess Sunday night, and he had to go adjust it. And yeah.
It is amazing.
On your phone.
Yes, yes. And then there are same kind of technology in terms of eyewear. And devices that families can keep track of if your adult child is not with you and you go to the doctor's office, there's a little walkie-talkie thing that your daughter or son can hear what the doctor is saying to your parent so that they, oh, that is good.
Jeff Smith in the background.
Yeah, he's giving me a kind of audio readers. And many of our folks are already plugged into that, and the technology of the tablets and all of that. More and more are more sophisticated on the phones, so that they're probably like me, and that twice a year when I have adult children come home, I hand it to them and say, I clearly have screwed this up. Could you fix it? But still, and we have K-State volunteers who come in, so there's a whole range of things out there. So we're really going to focus on internally, how can we beef up our technology? And then how do we get those programs that are available? How do we talk to older adults about them and give them some support?
Well, Jamie, it's been a pleasure. And
I'm going to so miss you.
It's been fun. And I know my successor will continue to have you in on a monthly basis, or someone from your office. So looking forward to that. But it's been a pleasure. Jamie Ramsey with us today, Riley County Senior Service Center Director. Going to take a break. Dr. Jeffrey Smith, also very patient and flexible today. Appreciate that. Associate Professor of Cultural Geography at Kansas State University, and even helping out Jamie a little bit on some thoughts there.
And
appreciate
that.
Kind of fun.
Some help with thoughts.
You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.